Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. The title of today's message is Prayer and Your Destiny. Here's Pastor Steve.
Nothing happens by chance. God always has a purpose. God always has a plan. Ephesians chapter 1 and 11 says, "In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan. According to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will." Someone prayed that God would do something in their life or in the life of this nation or their family. And God brought you to this moment in history to fulfill that prayer. Let me show it to you in scripture again. God told Moses in Exodus chapter 3 and 9 and 10, God said to Moses, "The cries or prayers of the people of Israel have reached me, and I have seen how the Egyptians have oppressed them with heavy tasks. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You will lead my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Once again, we see God sends people to be a deliverer, to be a savior, to be a helper, to be a minister. When somebody is praying, you are here now in this time in history because someone prayed. God saw their prayers perhaps even before they were born. And God brought you here. God predestined you to be here at this time in history to fulfill the assignment of helping people, to fulfill the assignment of letting others know that God is enough. God can help them if they'll just put their trust in him. Now, this is a difficult concept for us to accept because many times we feel incapable of helping others because we need help ourselves. Can we talk? Why is it when I pray for people, God answers, but when I pray, I wait and I wonder if God even heard me and Oh, Jesus, help me. You ever have that experience in your life? Most of us. God calls us to help others, and we need help ourselves. But God, he designed it to be that way. Now, there's three things I want you to remember. Number one, God has a plan for you. Number two, you were sent by God now. And number three, you were created to fulfill this purpose. It's not by accident you're here. God has a plan. Don't say someday. God put you here now. Don't say, I don't have the ability. God created you to fulfill this assignment that he's given to you. Now, it's interesting because there's a principle with God when it comes to us ministering. God wants you to always feel inadequate. God looks for the helpless to work for him. The Bible puts it this way in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. The Apostle Paul said, "I would rather boast in my weakness that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then I am strong." God releases his power through weakness. God uses the foolish things and the weak things to confound the wise, so that he can say, let no flesh glory in my presence. So God calls you to do impossible things so that he can do them through you. And he gets all the glory. And you stand back and say, look what the Lord has done. See, that intimidates many of us, though. How is God going to use me? I mean, I don't even want to tell you the dream I had. I don't want to tell you what the Lord just spoke to me in prayer, because there's just no way those things can happen in my life. It's just no way. Yes, way. There is a way. God intends to do it through you. You're not the first person that felt like that. The Bible tells us that Saul, before he became king, when Samuel, the prophet, came to him and said, you're going to be the next king of Israel. Listen to what he said. Saul replied, but I am only from the tribe of Benjamin. That's the smallest tribe, you know. And my family is the least important of all the families in that tribe. How am I going to be king? You remember when Samuel came to anoint David king. His father thought so little of David that he was not even there to meet the prophet. Where was he? Out keeping the sheep. He was the youngest one out keeping the sheep. God said about the strongest men there that Jesse had, his sons that looked so great. God said, eh. All bronze and no brains. Next. Oh, yeah, he has some integrity, but he's not the one. And he let all of his sons pass by. Finally, Samuel said, none of these are God's chosen. Do you have any other sons? And so Jesse thought, and he says, oh, yeah, that little boy. That little boy, that little annoying boy who, you know, gets in everybody's hair. He's out there. We keep him watching the sheep. Samuel said, well, go get him. We'll stand up until he gets here. Because obviously, God does not see the way man sees. In fact, that's what God told Samuel. Now, I want you to begin to understand God's character, folks. He does not see like us. So when you are on the back pew or in the front pew wondering why God is using someone to do something, know that God doesn't see the way you see. And God chooses the weak so that he can pronounce his power through them. So little David comes bopping up, wiping his nose. Daddy, do you call? Jesse, that boy's pitiful. He's just pitiful. But the Lord said, quick, Samuel, get the oil. He's the one. I want to show you God's heart today. You may think you don't have it. God says, you are the one. I've chosen you. Well, Lord, obviously you don't know all the luggage I have and all the things that have been happening. God says, oh, I know all about it. You make a fine candidate for my strength to flow through your weakness. You remember Moses. When God met Moses, he said to Moses, I want you to go to Pharaoh. Listen to what Moses said. He said to the Lord, oh, Lord, I have never been so eloquent enough to speak to a Pharaoh, not in the past nor even now. In fact, I am so slow of speech. And finally said, oh, Lord, please send someone else. I mean, we read the other side of these biblical characters. We read King Saul as being the king. We read about David doing the mighty exploits. We read about Moses bringing 3 million people out of Egypt. But when you hear their first conversation with God, you find out something that we all have in common. We don't feel like we can do it. We just don't feel adequate. God uses inadequate people to show his power through. One of the greatest temptations, in fact, in your life is when God begins to use you to stay humble and not to be filled with pride. Don't ever forget that it's not you. It's God who's moving through you.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an inspiring thought from God's Word.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and your destiny is linked to your Creator. Jeremiah chapter 1 and 5, it says, "Listen, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my spokesperson to the world. You were born and placed in this age to accomplish God's plan for your life. Your heart and emotions make you want to take the wheel and drive to your own destination. The problem is, following your heart is deceptive. It really cannot discern what is best for you. In fact, the Bible says in Jeremiah 17 and 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Your heart will lead you to do things that later you'll question, what was I thinking? You may have taken a detour on the road to fulfilling God's plan, but he saw it before it happened, and he's giving you another chance. God is the God of second chances for all those who repent and ask forgiveness. God's plan for your life is perfect.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. Spirit Life Church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. To find out more about our ministry, including service times and upcoming events, visit us online at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
We can watch many ministries today that started off well, and today they've fallen because they forgot where they came from. They forgot it was God. It was not them. There was a king named Uzziah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 5 says, as long as he sought the Lord, as long as he prayed, God made him to prosper. Verse 15 says, his fame spread abroad, for he was marvelously helped by the Lord until he was strong. For when he became strong, his heart was lifted up with pride, and he began to act corruptly, and then he was unfaithful to the Lord. Uzziah the king fell. He lost his kingdom because he forgot to seek the Lord. He thought he was all that in a bag of chips. He thought everything was great now. God has brought me from the back, and I'm sitting on the throne, and I'm Mr. Wonderful. The people come and they bow to me and everything's good. But saints, you have to always remember where you came from. You have to always remember who's doing the miracles, who's answering the prayers, who is the one who sent you. You are not sent to exalt yourself, but the name of the Lord. God deliberately chooses the weak to fulfill his purposes. He resists the proud, the Bible says, and allows them to fall. When we examine the life of Gideon, we're going to find some of the same traits with him. I just talked to you about how the angel came to Gideon and said that he was a mighty warrior, a man of valor. And Gideon must have looked around wondering, who in the world is he talking to? In Judges chapter 6, verse 15, it says, Gideon said to him, "Oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my tribe is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. I'm the youngest." And you know what they do to the youngest, don't you? And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. Saints, you can complete your assignment. You don't have to be afraid to use your gifts. You were created to minister for God right now. Right now. God is preparing you. God has brought you to this time and place in history for you to realize that He has a plan, that He has a purpose for your life. What's interesting is immediately after Gideon was called, that evening, the Bible says that God spoke to him. In Judges 6:25, it says that the Lord spoke to Gideon that night to hitch up his father's best ox to the family altar of Baal. Now, Gideon's father was worshiping a false god. Sometimes the family is just not doing right. And sometimes the young people speak to the parents and say, you know, you're just not doing it right. You're not living right. How can I follow you when you're a hypocrite? Here, you want God to bless us and to get the Midianites out, Daddy, but you've got an altar to a strange god right outside. Now, I'm sure he had seen that for years growing up, but now, because he received the call, that night God says, get an ox and pull it down. I want to tell you today that once you receive your call, once you realize God has a plan and purpose for your life, God does not want you to sit down and do nothing. God wants you to hitch your ox to what you need to and pull down the idols in your life. What's holding you back? It needs to go. Who's holding you back? They need to go. You need to fulfill what God has for you. You know He has a call on your life. You know He has a purpose and a plan. Hitch your ox to what's holding you back and pull it down. What's interesting here is the Lord went on to say, and cut down the wooden idol of the goddess Asherah that is nearby. The goddess Asherah represented sexuality. It's so interesting how many people, especially in church, try to forget that we are sexual beings. And God says, not only remove the idol, but take care of your improper sexual thoughts. What are you doing with your sexuality? How are you expressing it? Saints, let me say something to you. What we don't discuss from the pulpit, what we don't discuss in the church, it will be seen in the newspapers. It will be heard about on the news, CNN. No, I never did that. I never saw him. I never knew him. I have sinned. What you don't deal with in private, God will reveal openly. Don't you allow your sexuality to hold you back from fulfilling your assignment. If you're married, the Bible says that your relationship is to be a sexual one. Oh boy, I'm meddling now, Holy Ghost. It's in the Word. If you're single, God says flee from your sexuality. Run as far as you can. Don't flirt with it. Get away from it until God brings you a marriage partner from Him, not from hell. Are you aware that the divorce rate in the church is more than those who don't know Christ? 52%. If you know some of the cults, their divorce rate is much lower. I don't know how you can figure that out. God said, pull down the altar and deal with your human sexuality because I have a purpose and a plan for your life. And everything has to be in order. What you don't deal with in the house of Potiphar, what am I talking about? The house of Potiphar was where David was sent for God to develop him to be the second in charge of Egypt. Oh, yes, if you looked at him, he looked like a slave. No, he was in training to be the second in charge of Egypt. If you look at your circumstances today, you may think nothing's going on. Believe me, a whole lot is going on in your life. God is preparing you to reign. God is preparing you for a promotion in your life. Potiphar's wife visited him every day and said, lie with me, lie with me. Not lie against me, lie with me. Every day Joseph said, no, 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 no. She got tired of his nose one day and grabbed his clothes. Before that, he had said, how can I do this thing against my God? I won't do it. Now, he was trapped. He was a slave. He couldn't go anywhere. Most of us can flee youthful lust. But you need to do it in the house of Potiphar where nobody knows you. Nobody knew Joseph in Potiphar's house. That's why he was tempted there. And God will allow you to be tempted in obscurity when nobody knows you. You must take care of it there. Because if you don't, when you get to where God has intended for you to go, it may be too late. Deal with your problems in the house of Potiphar. Joseph dealt with him. He resisted and went to prison. Life is not always fair, but God is. God has a plan. I don't care what you are going through today. God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for your life. The strangest events, the strangest circumstances, the things that hurt you and the things that just don't make sense are all a plan of your destiny. You're being developed by God for your destiny. And it can change in one day. Joseph went from the prison to the palace in one day. It's not by your might. It's not by your power. It's by the Spirit of God. And his plan and his purpose for your life and your assignment. All of the bad stuff happening to you can change in one day. He went from being a prisoner to becoming the second in charge of the greatest nation of that time. Your life can change in one day because God has a plan. And you are the person he's going to use. He created you with that purpose to meet the needs of individuals who have been praying.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If this message was a blessing to you, you can easily listen to it online or download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the Media tab, and click on Audio Messages. If you'd like to help us share this message with listeners all over the world, you can make a secure online gift right there on our website. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part 4 of Prayer and Your Destiny. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Lord, we're praying today because you invite us to pray and you invite us to ask you to show us the future. Lord, we need your direction. We need your help. We need your guidance. You said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Guide us, direct us, help us. We put our trust in you, and we thank you for divine intervention and guidance in our life today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.